Blog Talk Radio.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos.
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Boy, Dad, what's the matter about the bacon and the singing?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror.
Cheers! Greetings and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, the Happy Christmas to my Merry Holidays, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! And season's greetings to all out there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Wonderful. That's just great.
You seem to be filled with a little angst and anger tonight.
A bit of a struggle. I'm on my cell phone because Google Talk, that's why. But... Mm-hmm.
You going to be all right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it is December, and we want to be happy because it's the holiday slash Merry Christmas slash whatever season.
It is a joyful and triumphant time of year.
Yes, it is.
So, hey, we got some folks have wandered into the chat room.
Yes, they have. Lovingly, Jay, wandered into the chat room. We've got Jesse, we got... Of course, the lovely Canuck Jamie, and we got Monkey, and we have Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You might want to talk up a little with your cell phone there, Jay.
Best I can do. You'll just have to live with it.
You know, you don't have to get angry at me. I don't run Google. I don't run Google
so
Phone.
You are a little touchy. Hey, there's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yes, having a bit of a tech problem on top of a bit of a BTR problem. It may not be a Google Talk problem at all. It may be BTR's fault and I couldn't call in, too.
It could be. Because, you know, they do have a, they're trying to destroy us. They can't.
Oh yeah.
But they will continue to try.
Yeah, they're coming after us, all right.
They're still pissed off that we are number one every week and had 50,000 listeners last month.
Yep, it upsets them greatly.
Yes, because we don't pay.
Uh-huh. And we were informed by BTR that our show would be featured and that we would be listed on the staff picks. And they only came through with half.
They half featured us.
They featured us.
They didn't feature us, they featured us.
So we'll have to, we may have to email this Monday and see what went wrong. That's okay. Actually, it's all okay because Joe is dressed as a Christmas elf.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that? A little red suit with tight green stockings.
Yeah.
Little bells on her toes. Woo! I'd like to ring those.
Actually, I'm thinking that she'd be wearing thigh-high leather boots with her little Elsa costume, or at least that's how I imagine it.
Or better yet, just and only thigh-high leather boots.
With little bells on the toes.
Yeah, we can do without the bells. We can do without the boots.
All right. Things are improving dramatically. Jamie has chimed in the chat room. Hola to Jamie.
Yep.
Our international listener.
Yes. Yeah, she kind of reminds me of the airport we have here in Bagwine, Ohio, Jay, because it's called Springfield International or Springfield Municipal International Airport, and you have to have so many international flights. It's like one a month. And there's this guy who lives in Canada who used to live in Springfield, and he flies into Springfield once a month so they can get the designation of being an international airport.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I would think that that Little Rock should get their international designation, you know, with that direct flight to Mexico City. Or maybe that's, you know, an unofficial flight.
That was probably the flight that Bill Clinton took to drop off all the dead bodies of all the people he killed.
Right, and then haul the drugs back.
Yes. But we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about happier things like war.
War on Christmas. Oh, real quick, though, before we get into that, I do have a little shout-out.
Really? Go ahead.
Yep. Shout out to our good friend, Ms. Tyler Kells, who dealing with a couple of issues. So I'll give her a little shout out, just a reminder that she needs me to call up a few friends and gather up a few baseball bats and go kick some ass. So let me know. I'm in the mood for it.
Oh, I know you are right now. And I have one shout out myself, Jay. Last night, the opener for the Emmanuel Christian Academy Lions basketball team. My son, with 2 seconds left, sank a three-pointer from the corner to win the game for the Mighty Lions of ECA.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Right.
And with that win, they have already won 25% of the games that they won last year. So we're on a roll there, baby.
Way, way, way ahead of last year's pace already.
Yeah, the White Mamba is going to rule the courts this year.
He's going to light it up.
Mm-hmm. But no, he had 16 points as well, and good job to my son, Ryan.
Big game. Excellent game. Right. And a shout out to my good friend Miss Betty Brook, who is listening to us via her mobile device.
Yes.
Tonight. Way out there on the West Coast. So,
dope.
Are you ready to do battle?
I am ready to do battle. The War on Christmas. It begins officially every year on December 1st, and this is the 16th year of its inception,
yeah,
because Fox News started in October of 1996, and they began covering the war on Christmas.
Yeah, well, actually, I did a little research.
Really?
And did you know that in 1959, the John Birch Society put out a pamphlet warning everybody that communists were coming to take away Christmas?
Well, you know, Jay...
And by communists, they meant Democrats.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I thought about that as well. And I have traced the war on Christmas back later than that.
Oh, really?
Yes. In 1964, one communist, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the only communist from Texas, declared a war on poverty. And they started giving out free things.
Uh-huh.
And you know what happened in 1965?
What's
the
that?
Charlie Brown Christmas special came out.
Ooh.
deriding the commercialization of giving things to others.
Very interesting.
Yes.
You're pretty good at this.
Well, I try. I like to do my homework.
Yes, you do. And I tell you what, the Charlie Brown thing is a pretty good segue into one of the frontline battles going on this week in the war on Christmas.
Really?
Yes. In Little Rock, Arkansas, USA, Terry Elementary School wants to take the children into a local church, which has a very large auditorium,
mm-hmm.
so they can watch a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh.
And needless to say, a local group of free thinkers.
Yeah, libertines.
Has a bit of a problem with this. And they're throwing a little bit of a fit because they don't think the children should be sitting in a church on an official school activity. And, oh, by the way, they're quite concerned with the religious overtones of Charlie Brown Christmas.
I can't believe, here's the one thing that stands out for me. I can't believe you have atheists in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a little bit of everything.
Well, then again, I think of people living in the backwoods, and they're going, Jesus Christ, there is no God. Look at this trailer.
I can stand right in the living room and feel the wind just blowing right through it. So anyway, I don't know why they have such a problem with that. Really, school, what other option could the school have but to go to a church to watch that? I mean, they can't use the school's auditorium or even the cafeteria. They're not designed for large groups of children.
Mm-hmm. Which is odd, considering where you are, once again.
Well, but you know.
Oh, I know. These people take it so seriously. Seriously, either way, oh my.
Yeah. And see, Joe wants to know how.
If a church is designed big enough to put all the children in there to show them a movie, even if it's at school time, could we just let them do it?
Yeah, just let the kids watch Charlie Brown.
Who doesn't like Charlie Brown?
Exactly. That's what Joe says in the chat room. How can anyone hate on Charlie Brown? She's right. And honestly, the Charlie Brown Christmas was his best performance ever.
Yes, it was. Yeah, oh, God. Next to Barney Rubble, he was the greatest actor of all time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor Barney, man. He was after Wilma like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I think they did it.
Oh, you think so?
No, yeah. Oh, if only Dino could talk.
Well, wait, we know why Bam Bam couldn't say anything, but Bam, Bam, Bam.
That's what she grew up on. It's always the slow, stupid ones you need to watch out for. And Barney Rubble, man.
It's the bill perfectly.
Mm-hmm. It was all the guys.
Yeah. And Joe says that Lucy was manic depressive and under medic. Lucy's just a bad person.
Yes.
Lucy's just a bad person. So the war on Christmas is raging right here in the natural state.
Oh, yeah, Bill O'Reilly almost busted his main vein in his forehead the other night talking about Governor Lincoln Chaffee. And I was hoping he would live on TV. but he didn't. Because, you know, Governor Chaffee, former Republican, independent governor of Rhode Island, he calls it a Christmas tree. The State House Christmas tree of Rhode Island is a holiday tree.
Oh, dear.
I know.
It's a holiday tree.
And the
unfortunate.
And the devout Catholic that Bill O'Reilly is did not like that.
Hey.
Even though on his website it says Happy Holidays.
Well, Bill didn't make the website himself. You know, he's got people for that. And
yeah, he didn't say
that. They make
that.
Mistakes.
Yeah.
They make mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Another place there in the Northeast where it's all playing out. A town in Pennsylvania. And Westchester, Pennsylvania, wherever the hell that is. That the local church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster wants to put a pasta tree right next to the Christmas tree and menorah in front of the county courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take that up this week. And I tell you what, if I were the mayor of their town, I'd tell them to go ahead and do it.
Oh, fuck. You know how much you'd be on national TV with that?
Oh, hell yeah. And better than that, while the cameras are rolling, I would just stop at my office and I'd walk over there and I'd stand there and look at the tree and I'd look it over and then I'd say, spiral pasta, I freaking hate spiral pasta. Why did you put that on there?
And then you would say, well, if you can have a spiral pasta tree, I can have a corkscrew pasta tree. And then I would say, well, I want a linguine tree.
Exactly.
When we all know at Christmas time, it should be an angel hair pasta tree.
Oh, listen to you.
Look at me.
There you go, folks. You see how lucid and sharp the Mat Man is at night?
What are you saying? I think you're making fun of me right there.
No, I know. You're on top of your game, buddy.
I know I am. You know why? Because I had a bad day, Jay.
No, very unfortunate.
I had people throwing money at me, and not in a good way. It was very un-Christmas-like of them, or very unholiday-like.
Well, you know what? That is really the big question that I was going to ask you. What is the Beer Mind's official greeting? Do you say Merry Christmas to the patrons as they roll through? Or do you just fire off a Happy Holidays to them?
Well, because it matters neither. It matters not to me. If someone says Merry Christmas, I say Merry Christmas back. I celebrate Christmas. But if a black dude comes through, I say Happy Kwanzaa, and then he looks at me and goes, what the hell is Kwanzaa? If a woman comes through, I said, Happy Women's Voting Day Rights Day or whatever. Oh, my God.
Well, I just kind of figured that as the customers would say, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, to say, would you get out of here? There's people waiting. Come on, let's go.
Hey, well, yeah, that's what I do. The funny thing is, a lot of the people come through there. You got to say Merry Christmas. Okay, Merry Christmas. That's better. Oh, what's that black guy doing in front of me? God damn it, get him out of the way. People just want to bitch to bitch.
Oh, yes, they do. Whatever you say is going to be what they want to bitch about. They don't want you to say the opposite. Hey, phone lines are open.
As they always are at 661-244-9852. So give us a call. Give us your take on the war on Christmas. Does it really matter to you if someone says Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas? Because to me it really doesn't.
I don't see how it would. It wouldn't, you know, I mean, if your faith is so fragile that being told happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas causes you to go home and rethink everything?
I have often said the same thing. And here's the funny thing, Jay. I can remember growing up, you know, 6 or 7 years old. It's Christmas time. Christmas is coming up. I am living in a household of 9 kids and a mom and dad who are devout Catholics. And when you mention Christmas, I'm not thinking of Christ. I'm thinking of, presents.
Toy.
Oh, no, it's the mainstream media who's made you think this way. There was no mainstream media. I wasn't watching the news. I wanted presents.
Exactly.
Christmas didn't mean the birth. Yeah, Christmas didn't mean the birth of Christ to me. It meant presents.
It meant going to the mall and seeing Santa Claus.
Hell, when I was really young, we didn't even have a mall yet.
Well, we have a mall. It just, you know, sits empty here.
I mean, the shock of the right of Fox News and all this. This is terrible. No one recognizes Christmas. I didn't recognize Christmas when I was a kid, as far as Jesus Christ goes. Mom would give me the Sears catalog and said, you can spend up to $20. And I would pick out, like, well, back then you could pick out, like, 4 things that would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, a pair of underwear, and that would be about it.
And that's what I picked out, too. And they were all ladies' underwear.
Well, you know, one of the main reasons why a lot of people don't associate Christmas with Jesus is because Jesus wasn't actually born on December 25th. And even the Pope has acknowledged that in a new book. The Pope himself has a new book coming out. Says that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. Angels did not gather around the baby Jesus. There were no wise men.
No.
There was no little drummer boy. There was no ox and lamb to keep time as he played.
No. And another thing, when you go back and look at the word in Greek, which it was written in at the time, when they say the inn actually means a room in a person's house. So that's what they were looking for. But as the census was taken, all these people are filling in, they were just looking for a room in a friend's house. So it wasn't a hotel or anything.
Wow.
I have my lucid moments, J-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the Pope also says in his book that the Jews did not kill Jesus. That's really going to piss Bill O'Reilly off.
Well, coming from a Nazi Pope, I think he's just doing that for marketing reasons. Oh, I love you guys, really.
Just trying to suck up a little.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hunt you down years ago.
Yep. So we're going to risk getting on Mel Gibson's bad side. Joe always had to watch Mass live from the Vatican.
Oh, really?
Then she threw a pencil. Oh, the cat threw a pencil.
The
cat had climbed through the Christmas tree and are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow.
Well, I was just reading Mike's comment where he said the Romans killed Jesus.
Well, somebody had to.
No, I'll tell you what killed Jesus was his braggadocio. Oh, yeah, I'm the Son of God.
No. What killed Jesus was he keeled over watching Notre Dame football.
Oh, God. That was pretty good. I'm still going to laugh here for a second.
And the American Family Association has its annual Naughty and Nice list.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And that would be, you know, the stores that say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas.
Exactly. On the naughty list, the companies that hate Christmas.
Yes.
Some you would expect, like, say, Victoria's Secret, obviously a very immoral company anyway.
Oh, God, yes. Ugh.
But I noticed right there in the middle of the list is Staples.
Really?
How about that? Mitt Romney's guys, huh? Well, it's weird.
Huh.
Yeah. But Maurice's? Who the hell are they? Family Dollar. Office
Oh, my
Depot.
God, that doesn't even make sense. Family Dollar? Family?
Family.
Dollar?
Family, exactly.
Oh, my God.
That makes no sense at all. But you'll be happy to know that Walmart is on the nice list.
Oh, well, that's good. Yes, sir. They are a very nice company.
They say Merry Christmas to people. But, and then they have a list of people who they're undetermined. They're
really?
Marginal Christmas. Like Hy-Vee stores, Safeway, Walgreens, and Whole Foods, but you would expect that from Whole Foods.
Yeah. I bet the folks down your way at Hudson's, is that it, Hudson's?
Hudson's Supermarket, the people.
I bet they say Merry Christmas, don't they?
Well, you know what? Mixed signals.
What's
Glad
that?
I brought this up. Mixed signals from them.
Really?
Yes,
a,
I went in.
But
was
there's
in,
a people-pleasing place.
No, I was just there yesterday, and they have a big sign that says Christmas trees. And, it, you know, whatever they are, $25, $100, I don't know what they are. Anyway, so they call them Christmas trees. That's good, right? Not holiday trees. But then I go inside. They have Christmas music playing, but it's all secular Christmas music. No Jesus music at all.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I mean, the closest they came was Feliz Navidad.
Jesus Christ. So you picked up a six-pack of burritos and a six-pack of Corona and left the store, didn't you? God.
So I don't know. I don't know where Hudson stands on the Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays. You would think they'd probably be pretty safe with Merry Christmas here.
You would think. Oh, my God.
And I don't know about Edwards Grocery. Or Country Mart, although Country Mart, yeah. And they're going to be Christmas all the way.
Are they?
No, they're going to be.
They going to have a nativity scene out and all that?
They might. We have a nativity scene on the courthouse lawn.
It doesn't have right. animals in it, does it?
Well, they're, you know, fake, but... Yeah.
Well, no, it shouldn't, because, you know, as the Pope said...
Exactly. I want to go down there and point and say, look, you know, none of this is correct. It's not historically correct. Don't you guys listen to the Pope? We're about to lose the live stream, and everybody's going to go back to the Wisconsin-Nebraska game as Wisconsin beats the hell out of the Cornhuskers.
Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah. And a team with five losses is going to be in the Rose Bowl.
In the Rose Bowl.
While that undefeated team sits at home in Columbus.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you can see, by a five-loss team going to the Rose Bowl while Ohio State sits at home, God does have a plan.
He does.
And he's a sneaky bastard, isn't he?
Right. Unfortunately, his plan was for Google Talk to not work properly tonight. But
well, yeah, that's a setback. That's a setback.
Can't get everything you want from him.
It's a little give and take. If only Congress could learn this lesson.
So, how does the war on Christmas play out there in that line?
Oh my God, Jay. A lot of my Facebook friends, whom a lot of them I don't know personally, live here in Bagline. And oh my God, all the postings are I've already seen several postings. It's Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Don't be a chicken and share this.
Hey, Wisconsin has 70 points with 9 minutes to go in the game. Looking good, Nebraska. Nice effort.
Could we focus on, you know, we're talking about the baby Jesus.
Well, this is a pretty epic beatdown. You got to wonder what Jesus thinks of treating your fellow Big Teners this way.
My fellow Big Teners? I hate the Big Teners. The only tenors I like are Pavarotti and whatever the other ones' names are.
And Domingo and Caceres. So, but, you know, there's a few other things that I think should be a part of the war on Christmas.
Really?
Such as real tree versus fake tree.
Well, that's a good one.
If you get a fake tree, aren't you just kind of a fake Christmas type? I can understand the atheists and the Jews who celebrate Christmas going and get a fake tree because they're just kidding about it anyway.
Right.
But if you're serious about this, shouldn't you be getting a real tree?
Yeah. If you're a true Christian, you should go all in on the true pagan symbol.
Exactly.
You don't want a fake symbol.
No. The Christmas tree and Santa Claus are Christian symbols. Don't you watch Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, God. No, I don't. Not anymore. I mean, I did for as long as I could take him.
And another one, if you're completely bought into the Christmas and not holidays, aren't you required to tear up a bit during the K jewelry commercials?
Oh, yes. Because as we all know, Jay, every kiss begins with K.
Damn right it does. And I tell you what, if you're buying some stuff from K, prices, you should get more than a kiss. Just throwing that out there.
And that's from your girlfriend, not your wife.
Right.
I'm not a big feminist kind of thing. You know, women have equal rights and all this. But there is this one ugly billboard. It's from a local diamond jeweler, and the billboard says, and it's an affront to both men and women. The billboard, it's a Christmas billboard, and it says, if it sparkles, she will smile. It's from a diamond jeweler, because women are so stupid, and men are too. If you buy her a diamond, she'll just sit there and smile.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
That's all they'll do. Smile.
Yeah. We'll both just sit there and smile. And then we'll go to our respective lovers.
And same thing goes for the Hallmark and Lifetime Christmas movies.
Oh,
gotta
God.
Watch them. Gotta watch them. Gotta be touched by them.
Yeah.
And the big one, though, to me, and this is kind of a sub-battle raging within the War on Christmas, and that is Christmas, or can you shorten it to Xmas?
I agree with that, too. And that is not a bad thing. And people say, you shouldn't put Xmas. Xmas is perfectly fine.
Of course it is.
And I know where you're going, and you can go ahead and hit.
Well, X is the symbol for Christ. So
exactly.
Huh? Not a problem. You're not saying Christina Aguilera-mas. That's not what the X really means.
Mm-hmm. Although, if she was under my tree on Christmas morning. Because, you know, Jay, there's a distinct possibility I could be alone Christmas Day.
There is a chance.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very sad.
It would be sad. What would I do? What would I do on my one unpaid day off a year?
The day that Ebenezer Mike gives you off.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've browbeat all the college bowl games into not playing games on Christmas Day now, so there won't be any college football to watch on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's good. Will the Aloha Bowl still be on the 24th?
I guess. I hope so.
I do, too, because Rhino and I watch that every year.
Yeah.
I get off work, I take him to my Uncle Marty's, and then we come home and we catch it about halfway through the second quarter.
Right, because it kicks off late.
And my wife says, you know, you shouldn't have taken him home, you're drunk. Whatever.
Give me another beer. Jesus. Shut up. Make me a sandwich.
And she responds, I didn't make you a sandwich when we were actually married. I'm not making you one now. Boy, it's tough being me,
Jay. Christmas time is a bad time of year for the man.
You know, it always is. I either get laid off or my the love of my life gets a tube put in her stomach and then gets ripped open and all her internal organs taken out. God,
and they
dang it, I can't get a break. Just one Christmas, Jay.
I hear you, man.
Getting a little edgy.
Yeah, and you know, they've had weeks that they could have done this surgery. They just waited till the 14th
just
so they could drag the recovery out. Drag the recovery out through Christmas Day because, you know, her surgeon doesn't celebrate Christmas.
No, he's celebrating.
So what the hell does he care?
He's celebrating.
Oh,
some
Raji. Dr. Raji. He's probably trying to schedule surgeries on Christmas Day. It's just another day.
I can't wait till my, you know, it's starting to build up, too. And Rhino has another basketball game this coming Tuesday. He's going to call me at like 9:30 and say, hey, Dad, I scored 28 points. Well, good for you. My girlfriend's dying. God damn it.
What the frickin' do?
Oh,
this devolved quickly.
Yeah.
Somewhere things took a strange turn tonight.
But I still think kind of funny. Worth being featured compared to the competition.
Yeah. Well, we're supposedly being featured.
Halfway being featured.
They told us we were being featured.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Blog Talk Radio on air page and see what's listed right now.
And I'll tell you what, Jay, you know that rotation on the show, the show picks? That probably
uh-huh.
just showed up on when you and I click on it. It doesn't show up on anyone else.
They detect our IP address. And, I'm through four pages now of currently on the air, and so far haven't gotten to us. That's fascinating, isn't it? Why would we be so far down the list? Page six, here we go. Man, there's a lot of shows on right now.
See, they messed up because they could have just not said anything, and you could have said, oh, Mahoney didn't really send in the request to be featured.
Oh, yeah, well, I could have blamed it all on you. Which is what
exactly.
happened to it.
But they messed up. They sent an email.
Yep. Anyway, I didn't see us listed. I must have missed it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sure it was me, not them. So, oh, well, we had a pretty decent crowd in the chat room.
Yeah, it was nice.
We had our people in the chat room, people we care about.
Exactly.
People that matter to us. Nope, we're not even listed as live here right now.
I'll tell you what, Jay. And this
now, I'm not feeling the love at all.
Oh, screw BTR. I got something better for you. I went on Google today.
Uh-huh.
And I typed in images of what Shmoop is going to be going through on the 14th.
No.
Yes, I did. And I was going to put...
Probably not a good idea.
Well, it wasn't. God.
And what's even a worse idea is,
huh?
You know, saving them all to a folder on the desktop and saying, hey, Shmoop, check these out.
Hey, this is my new background. Oh man. I am like William Wallace or Robert the Bruce.
Can't
but
hear
I was
you very well.
I was getting a little queasy.
Yeah, don't do that.
What's that?
Don't do that again, man. It's
again,
a bad
no.
idea.
I'm starting to get nervous. I never get nervous. I am very calm. I'm fine.
All right. Well, looks like we have about a minute and a half. And so...
So we're going to have on January 8th, we're going to have a replication of the 1973 Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
Notre Dame 13, Alabama 11.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll win that way.
Uh-huh, thank you.
No problem.
Throw me a bone. Throw me a bone.
All right, less than a minute. Fantabulous show.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding, even if I had to use my cell phone because Google Talk hates me.
Oh. Of course it would. It never does until we get featured.
Exactly. Kind of featured.
Quasi
anyway.
Featured.
All right, that's it. They're going to cut us off.
All right, J-Man.